Summer, summer, summer. If I had seen my reflection, something more precious, well, he would have never. And if my child needed protection from a fucker like that man, I'd sooner guard him, 'cause nothing cuts like a mother giving control. There's so many ways to give in, eyes closed, another way to make it titin' up. How to draw the line between wrath and mercy. Simmer, 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 simmer down. Wrap yourself in petals. Wrap yourself in petals. Wrap yourself in petals. Control. There's so many ways to give in. Eyes closed. Another way to make it to ten. How to draw the line between wrath and mercy. Simmer, 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 simmer down. Control. There's so many ways to give in. Eyes closed. Another way to make it to know how to draw the line between wrath and mercy. Simmer, simmer, simmer.
Simmer, the acoustic by Hayley Williams. What a song. Wrap yourself in petals. Ah, yes, please. Good morning, and this is Julie Mullen on The K Curl Show. There you go. There's a few dings to prove that I'm actually broadcasting live from the cat litter room. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that I really am in the cat litter room, and often times it is incredibly fragrant and aromatic, and I have to put a peg on my nose. So yes, we have a show, but this show is going out to all, it's dedicated to all me old poetry chums from London, the ones that used to head down to the Poetry Cafe in Betterton Street. Loads of people like Kathy Flower and, ooh, who else? Millions of them. Now, I can't remember their names. But obviously, Mel and Alan and tons of people. Yeah, anyway, why have I gone blank? I'm obviously having a mad moment. Today on the show, we have got the Fantasimondo, Mr. Alan Wolfson. And at 9:45, we have our poet in residence, Liv Talk. So two fabulous poets on the show today, so I'm very excited about that. Hello to all our Totnesium friends listening from their radio on 102.5 FM Sound Art. Thank you for switching on, you woofers and tweeters. And those in Dartington too, thanks so much for tuning in to the show. And if you are actually a little bit further afield, you know that there's an enormous welcome here for you if you've clicked online and you're listening in Vancouver, or perhaps you're in Florence, Italy, or Cambodia, or you might be a little bit closer to home in Canterbury, or Middle Mullet, or Stroud. I mention Stroud, don't I, quite a lot. I like Stroud, do you know, I do. I love Stroud, actually. No, really, I do. What? I think it's time to get on the road again, don't you?
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, let's get on the road. Come on, get on your bike, your horse, your giraffe, or your parrot.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again.
Road Again by First Aid Kit, whoever she is. Yay, on the road again, why not? We were kind of on the road again yesterday, on the pub road. We haven't been since it's all opened up, and we decided to brave the wind and go to the Molsters and sit by the river. It was quite beautiful, but really freezing cold, and I had layers, and Martin had layers upon layers. And I had one regret. I didn't have me gloves with me. But it was completely amazing. And the food was cold, as that you see in these pictures of people trying to eat spaghetti bolognese in high winds outside in pubs. The food was a bit cold, but I don't blame them, because obviously it was actually Arctic weather, felt like anyway, with lots of sunshine. What's to complain? Now, a local has mentioned the fact that Ben Howard, who is a singer-songwriter, is from Totnes. So I thought, oh, let's get him on. So he's going to sing Only Love. He's rather good. And he's a bit scrummy, too.
Darling, you're with me, always around me. Only love me, only love. Darling, I feel you under my body. Only love, only love. Give me shelter, or show me heart. Come on love, come on love. Watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart. And I'll be yours too. In the shadow, well, song in the deep. only love, mom, only love. Darling, I feel you under my body. Only love, mom, only love. Give me shelter, oh, show me heart. Come on, love, watch me fall apart. Watch me fall apart.
Mr. Ben Howard, our very own Totnesian singer-songwriter. I don't suppose he lives in Totnes anymore. He may do. Dunno. So were you tuning in to Mr. Peter Shearn at 8 o'clock through to 9 on the full Totnes breakfast? Hope so. He sent me a nice email. He said I was a proper DJ. Ooh. Look, did I do? I didn't do any of the normal things, did I? The cake shop door has just flung open. So if you just tuned in, it is really 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio, and I'm Julie Mullen with you through to 10 o'clock. We have got the most amazing poet, Mr. Alan Wolfson, at 9:20. Yes, it's true. And then our Fantasimondo poet in residence, Liv Talk, who joins us every Friday. So at 9:45 for 10 minutes, but we always gas on. Me and Liv just go la da 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 da. So yeah, hope you've got lots of plans for the weekend. Are you taking the parrot for a walk in Totnes? I might have to take the cat for a walk. So yeah, I had a think about it. So yeah, this programme is dedicated to all the people I didn't know at the Poetry Cafe. But honestly, seriously, Mel Jones and Alan Wolfson and Joe Machado and Paul John and Kathy Flower. There were loads of people, but I just went blank because I put myself on the spot. Anyway, so that was Ben Howard and Only Love. And actually, it was Gilly Sutton who reminded me about that singer-songwriter, our very homegrown in Totnes, Ben Howard. Wonderful. So, as I say, more poetry coming your way. Meantime, let's have a little bit of Deep Sea Diver.
Straight top clicking in my ear. This is what it feels like, clear.
That's from the album Impossible Weight and Deep Sea Diver, Sharon Van Etten. Yay. So yeah, have you been out to the pub yet? Oh my God, the weather does need to improve. Although, having said that, just a few days ago we had some fabulous Devon cream sunshine. It was glorious. So that's the day we should have got out instead of the Arctic day. Had frostbitten hands, but it was good to get out and see real live people drinking pints. Wow, that was weird. I did feel slightly like an alien, sort of looking at people as if to say, are you real? Are you actually real? Sounds like, though, gigs are opening up, slowly beginning. I hear the rumblings of gigs opening up in the Totnes area. So it used to be the biggest pyjama party that you will ever attend here on 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio with Julie Mullen on the cake-hole. But because you're all up and running now and we've got doors flinging open to new vistas, we had to get rid of the pyjama party. But I sense today that people are actually clinging to the Velcro that is the pyjama bottom. So let us in readiness put the usual overture that I use from Mel Brooks, the producers. So this is to introduce our fantastic guest, who is coming from Crouch End. Ladies and gentlemen, have you got your pencils ready? And your pointy shoes? Have you got your winkle pickers on? Are you dancing in the Crouch End area, or anywhere across the globe, or indeed Totnes or Dartington? In readiness for the poet of poets, the beautiful, the inimitable Mr. Alan Wolfson. Let's get him on. Oh my God. Probably got the wrong number.
Hello?
Oh. Hello, Mr. Wolfson. Are you sitting comfortably?
I'm actually lying down.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much for coming on 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. We're delighted to have Alan Wolfson in the house, particularly Alan, because when I was starting this morning show, I put it out there on Facebook and you came up with the name.
Oh, cake hole.
Yeah.
Julie Mullen's cake hole, yes. I couldn't help myself.
We have missed you desperately. You know, not
I
just...
miss me as well.
Oh,
yeah, I still miss me. As you can tell by my voice, I'm post stroke, and you know, struggling to speak as I used to. But I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
But Alan, actually, considering what you've been through in this year.
Yeah.
And our little conversation, was it yesterday morning? You know, you told me you've written 40 poems and you've been doing art. You are incredible.
Well,
I mean, really, considering what you've been handling in this year, Alan, that's amazing.
Well, I mean, everybody's had a rough time. So I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, what the heck? You know, I might as well have my stroke now as any time. You know,
yep.
It's quite convenient.
So, do you know, also what came to mind when I was, after I talked to you yesterday, and I said, what was that gig you did in Kilburn? And we couldn't remember. It was Cat Weasel, wasn't it?
Cat Weasel, that's right.
Yay!
Yes.
Because, of course, we were having a little bit of a reminisce about London and meeting at Betterton Street, the Poetry Cafe, and all of that. But I'm glad to have you right now with us on the Cake Hole Show. We are ready for poetry.
Well, as I say, I'll struggle through some poems for you.
Love it.
I've discovered for some reason that... in the supine position, is that a word, supine?
Yes.
I'm half lying down, and it makes my voice a bit more understandable.
Okay.
You're going to get these poems, you know, as like, thank goodness there's not a camera on, you know, because I'm looking most peculiar. Do you want a poem? Would you like a poem?
Yeah, I'd love a poem.
This is my latest concoction. Is called "The Softest Working Man in Show Business." It's odd that you shove and you prod with impunity a well-respected pillow of the community. You're pushing the cushion and poking the pack and burying your fingers, but it springs right back. Try more fluffy slipper, let's give it some welly when indulging the bulging of buttock and belly. There's plenty of giving, it doesn't take much. He's so easy squeezing, he's such a soft touch. He's a puff of air off a whirling fan, like a tuft of hair, he's the softest working man in show business. A velvet curtain goes up to reveal a pneumatic asthmatic as round as a wheel. As he takes to the stage in a blaze of blancmange, all rubbery putty and marshmallow sponge. His headdress is more a chinchilla fedora with poncho and panties in matching angora. The spotlight is mango, the footlights are peach. He shuffles like the sand on a beach. Increasing up increases after, folding over in folds of laughter. Dilating the breath of an inflatable doll, it emerges a plethora of vapor and jollity. A puff of air off a whirling fan, like a tuft of hair, he's the softest working man in show business.
Yay! Well done, Alan. So have you found that during this last year and writing those 40 poems, have you found your poetry has changed?
Not really. No. It's only the delivery, you know, which is not as quick and as rapid as I would like. You know, I've had to slow down, but the writing is much the same. You know, I like playing with words. I like a good laugh.
Oh God, yeah. Do you remember the times that you used to perform at various stages, and we'd say, "Alan, can you do the cat poem?" Or you do these certain poems, and people actually knew the words of your poem because they loved it so much. They kind of, it was a bit like lyrics, I suppose.
That's true, and I like performing it. You know, I've spent a life in radio, and speaking has been my source of joy and indeed income. But you know, it's slowed down a bit now. I'm a bit you know, there's two things that are most affected. My walk, you know, is much like Julie Walters in that Two Soups sketch. You know, Two Soups?
Oh, that's how I yes, walk. Yeah.
And I spend a lot of time, you know, clearing my throat and coughing and spitting. But luckily, my wife thinks I'm just speaking Welsh.
I remember you telling me a story about your mum, and you said that your mum was absolutely sure. Is this right, that you were going to be a stand-up comedian? Is that? Or she wanted you to be a stand-up comedian. Have I got this right?
I don't remember that, but I'll go with it if you say so.
I made that up, did I?
Yeah. I think you made it up. No, I thought I was going to be I always wanted to be a radio broadcaster. Performance poetry. I'll do anything for all. You know, I'm a performance tart as well, you know.
I love it that also you tell the story about Matt Harvey, that you came across his poetry and it changed your life.
That's true. I was near, where was I staying? Somewhere near Totnes. And I saw one of his books. It was in a loo, and I started to read it. And I thought, this is amazing. This is really funny. And this is what I want to do. So I did it, you know.
Alan, an absolute... I mean, you are a wordsmith. As you say, you love playing with words. And you're a genius at words. And whenever you've been performing, whether it be in London or for the Word Cafe or different, I mean, all the gigs that you ran in London, and it's quite fun to sort of chat about those, the Friggers of Speech and Catweasel, and what was the other one you
Well, it was it started with Catweasel.
Yeah.
Then I did Kiss the Sky.
That's it, Kiss the Sky.
And then Friggers of Speech.
Yeah.
Which was held in a off licence, which now unfortunately has gone bust. Oddbins,
wasn't it?
And it's not there anymore.
What a shame. A real shame. But the other strands of your creativity are many, but particularly your art. Would you say, actually, in your life, it has been about kind of broadcasting and the voice and art and words? Would you say that encapsulates it?
That is true. You know, it's the art and the poetry have gone hand in hand.
Yeah.
But I noticed, well, when watching Grace and Perry's art club, which fantastic program, I noticed a lot of performers were also painters, and you know it's one way of getting the creativity out. You know, if it's not writing, then it's painting. And sometimes I paint, I get inspiration from my poems, and sometimes my poems get inspiration from my paintings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And would you say when you start something, and you're just facing the canvas, would you say that you're clear about what you're about to begin, or is it a complete blank and your beginning is the first moment you're considering it?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because it's one of two things. It's either a complete blank and I'll make it up as I go along, and you know, and end up with something I discovered on the way, or I have something in my mind, you know, is specifically a goal that I want to get to, and then I'll pursue it until I've created that idea. Mm-hmm. So you know, I'll do one or the other.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah, the latest one was one of my poems in which I say. Fish have a saying that goes, that's only most of the iceberg. And I rather like that. So I turned it into a painting, which is called, you know, that's only most of the iceberg.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Yeah. And it's mostly about a different point of view. You know, we say that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
From a fish's point of view. It's only most, and I noticed most of my poems are about a different point of view, a different way of looking at something, you know, a different way of looking at colour or sunshine or, you know, things like that.
Mm. Should we have another poem?
Yes, why not? This is about crossing the road.
Okay.
How much more mundane can you? It's called Just a Pedestrian Wearing a Car. Do not go mental into that green light. Upon sight of the walking figure, walk at a walking pace. It is not a signal to trigger the start of a race, nor an order for subordinates to scurry. Some commander demands you hurry up, sitting there, handbrake primed behind their wheel. Take your time. Notice the motorist is just a pedestrian, lording it up on their throne like they own the tar. Just a pedestrian dressed in pressed steel. Just a pedestrian wearing a car. and that's about crossing the road. So, from a pedestrian's point of view, you know, as opposed to the motorist.
And what about the fisher's point of view? Have you got that one up your sleeve?
Well, I've never seen a fish cross the road. What is a fish crossing the road?
That's your next poem.
But tell me, how is your poetry gigs going down there in Totnes?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously they're not going right now. What was lovely was that the Barrel House, where you performed last time you were here.
I love the Barrel House.
Oh, it's a great place. And the first time I saw it, it had such a theatrical backdrop. And, you know, immediately I saw it, I thought, oh, this is finally, we've got a stage, we've got the crimson velvet curtains. This is showbiz. But obviously all of it came to a very grinding halt because of lockdown. But what they did come up with, which is amazing, was money for me to create something in lockdown. And they wanted me to do a kind of live performance from the Barrel House. But because of my asthma, I just didn't really want to take that risk. So yeah. I said, look, I'd prefer to do a film and some podcasts. Would you be okay with that? So I put a film together with Matt Harvey, Brian Patton, Susie David, a young girl called Izzy Mattesini, and lots of others and musicians. And I just put this 20-minute film together. So instead of, obviously, in lockdown, no performances other than online, at least the audiences who were used to coming to the poetry events could actually witness some of the poets that they'd seen there. So that was fun. And you know, of course, also the online kind of writing. So just kind of really doing that. But I was just talking to someone earlier who was saying, you know, that, oh, when do you think we're all going to get back to this live performance? And she just said, well, possibly, do you think maybe autumn or next year? I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
What about outdoors, though? You know, I mean, we can perform outdoors.
Yeah, I think so.
I say we, but I'm gonna go as the only lie-down poet. You know, if they can do stand-up comedy, they can do I can do lie down poetry.
I think lie down poetry is going to be amazing. Alan, can we talk a little bit about how all of this came about? How do you remember? Obviously, it might be blurry or it might be incredibly vivid. But what was the day like that you had the stroke? What was it like?
It was election day. It was back in December 2019.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just woke up and went dizzy and started slurring and couldn't walk. And next thing I know, I was rushed off the hospital. And I spent 40 days and 40 nights in the hospital and moved from one hospital to the other. You know, a bit of speech therapy and
treatments.
You know, I've got to where I am now. I couldn't eat before. I had to have it be fed by a tube. Now the tube is gone.
That's brilliant.
I can eat more, slowly. But I can't talk and eat at the same time, so I'm a terrible dinner guest. I eat in silence and very slowly, and by the time I get to the end of my meal, it's stone cold.
And I
walk a bit wobbly, and you can hear my voice is a bit weird, you know. I'm getting there. You know, it's not as bad as it could have been. I don't know if I'm, you know, a bit unlucky or very lucky. You know, there were people next to me who couldn't speak at all. Well,
I'm so pleased you have come through and made this recovery, and you're with me today and our listeners, performing your poetry on your back, which I like to see. I like to see you on your back. Should we have another poem?
Well, yes. I'll try this one. This is called Seldom Asked Questions. And it will suffer a little from lack of pace, but I'll do my best.
Okay.
Here we go. Fact. FAQ right there. Last page at the back. Frequently asked questions. Frequently asked questions. Just behind the troubleshooting section. Every website, every manual, every second. What's wrong with annual? What's wrong with seldom asked questions? No one's ever changed yet. Bet it's better than repetitive fretting. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Where's the anomaly, the unusual investigation into the out of ordinary with no obvious explanation? Where is the rarely made inquiry? Who seeks the unique mystery? Where is the exceptional question mark that makes history? Cross-examined face-to-face or challenged on the phone? Huddled in the rain-beaten doorway, hacking up phlegm as a ringtone. Seldom asked conundrums, keep you on your toes. The fish have their very own saying that goes, that's only most of the iceberg. What does wildlife spread like? Where exactly is a roundabout? What's omnipresence all about? And can you make a reservation? Without a doubt, there's more, it goes on and on.
Absolutely wonderful. We love you, Alan Wolfson, and unfortunately, we've run out of time.
That's all right.
Thank you so much for being on the K-Cole show.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
We love you, Alan, and I hope you'll come on again and bring more of your poems.
I will. The first time I get on a train, I'll hot foot it down to Totnes.
You better have.
Say hello to you in person.
Yeah, we definitely want to see you and Judy in Totnes whenever you can. But we'll look forward to putting a very warm welcome out for you.
Thanks for having me on.
All the best. Lots of love, Alan.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. The absolutely wonderful Alan Wolfson. Let us, before Lib Talk comes on, have a little bit of Eye in the Sky by the Alan Parsons Project.
Before, and I ain't gonna take any more. Believe me, the sun.
nothing quite like a bit of Alan Parsons, the Alan Parsons Project, and Eye in the Sky. And you were listening to Alan Wolfson, poet, who's gagging at the bit to come to Totnes. We've got to get you both here. It is time for Liv Talk, but I'm not sure she's there because she hasn't answered me. Let's see. If she doesn't come on, we'll have to eat popcorn. I've got a feeling she's not going to answer, but let me be... God, I sounded so Devon then. Answer. That's Peter Shearn for you. Yep, thought so. She's not at home. She's not there. Oh, dear. Ah. Right, okay. That's all right, isn't it? We can handle this. We just get a bit of cold air. This is the cold air. It's called acceptance. A bit of cold air and acceptance when the poet in residence doesn't answer. She did come on the show on Monday, so I can't blame her. She's busy. She's busy. Cold air and acceptance. That was perfect timing for that song. We need a bit of cold air and acceptance. Okay, let's see if Susie David's in.
There's something of the sublime today here at the beach. There's a C fret. The C fret is light-filled. So much so that breathing in is breathing in light. The air is a suspension of light, and in this moment, it's just decided to ever so slightly lift, which gives a sense of being airborne. Or about to be airborne. I gasp a little as I'm describing the scene to you as I see it now. The sea is quietly listening and holding its breath. Each airborne water droplet is tenderly being held up without effort and without fear, and each is holding 10 times its own capacity of light. And this mist cupped light is being inhaled by a scattering of onlookers. It's being taken inside them. It's illuminating everywhere, even where there is no light. The unlight. The C fret begins to blur, dissolve things. There goes the horizon. The horizon which can now no longer hold back the sea from the sky. They merge. They can't help it. It dissolves the rock faces, the stones jutting out of the sea, the cliffs, and all the land. Now it is dissolving all waves, all boats, all the people, and all their dogs chasing after sticks, dissolving in mid-air, mid-throw. Birds dissolve, all things dissolve, all mislaid things, all lost things dissolve, grudges dissolve, and all heartbreak dissolves. All regrets for things done or not done, said or not said, dissolve. All shame, all self-loathing for things said, all remorse, no matter how fleeting or tiny, is dissolved. It begins dissolving painful events that cringe and cower awkwardly in memories. It sets about dissolving it all and blurring it all simply with light.
As far as my eyes can see, there are shadows approaching me.
Thank you.
little bit more of the Alan Parsons Project and Old and Wise. That's me, old and wise. If you've just tuned in, you've missed the whole show. And if you're Live Talk, you really did miss the train, didn't you? But we put Susie David on, which was absolutely fantastic. I love her poetry. And that was C Fret. Very beautiful, with Martin Seeger's music there in the background. So, Alan Wolfson, you are top hole. We love you. Thank you so much for being on the show today. To all our Fantasimondo listeners in the Totnes, Dartington, and around the world, keep on listening. The cakes are flying. So, shall we have a little bit of a blast from the past and have Love Train take us out? Keep on listening to Sound Art Radio. It does put the C in community. And I apologise, because Peter Shearn's like the headmaster. He's from the morning programme. If anything slips out, and a little F slipped out in a song. Now, normally, these things are flagged up, but not today, Josephine. Let's have a little bit of Love Train to keep you going, to excite you, to dance to. Come on, get the sponge and the washing up and just rock it. Loads of love. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Door could get me out fastest. Wanna tell it now? I don't wanna hear.